This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T, first name Samuel, F-A-M-U-E-L. The data of evaluation, September 7th, 2022. The date of birth, March 11, 1951. The chief complaint, 71-year-old male with bilateral rotator cuff tear is seen preoperatively. The HPI, the patient has noted this, a 71-year-old male who reports that he was attacked by his employee on January 2022, period. He stated that he was in and out of consciousness, period. He was then evaluated at Kaiser and diagnosed with contusions and bruises, period. He continued with pain diffusely. He further noted headaches and nosebleeds, period. He was then evaluated by his primary care physician and disposition to home. He was ultimately referred to rehab, period. He had continued with pain, which he described as multifaceted. Pain is severe and is rated 11/10, period. He has pain involving the shoulder and radiating to the neck and elbow. It is associated with tingling in his finger and further associated with decreased range of motion, period. He had no chest pain or palpitations, but was noted to have an EKG for which he was referred for cardiovascular evaluation, period. The past correction. The past medical history, hypertension, next number, diabetes, next number, hypercholesterolemia, past surgical history, gunshot wound to the head, next number, infections of the toe resulting in abscess and treatment, the medications, metformin 1,000 milligram half tablet BID, vitamin D2, 1250 micrograms, one capsule once weekly, atorvastatin, 20 milligrams daily, blood glucose monitoring system with test strips, and Delica Plus Lancet. The allergies, no known drug allergies, the family history, mother died from metastatic cancer. Social history, you know, it's cannabis use and alcohol, but no cigarette smoking. Review of systems. Eyes, he has reading glasses. Neck, he has stiffness and pain. Gastrointestinal, he gives history of acid reflux. psychiatric, he has insomnia. Review system otherwise is unremarkable. The physical examination, the blood pressure 151/87, pulse 67, respiratory rate 20, height 70 inches, weight 232.6 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The shoulder, the musculoskeletal reveals decreased range of motion of both right and left shoulder, period. There is decreased range of motion of the left and right shoulder, period. Data review. ECG presented with patient reveals sinus rhythm with bigeminal, period. There is a question of whether a WPW pattern is present, period. The repeat ECG at the office reveals a sinus rhythm with occasional PVC, period. Again, there is a question of a delta wave, period. The impression this 71-year-old male with history of hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, diabetes is noted to have an abnormal ECG, period. He has an occasional bigeminal, period. He has occasional PVCs, period. He has no acute SD T-wave abnormalities, period. The patient denies symptoms of chest pain or symptoms of congestive heart failure, period. Patient's overall risk is felt to be likely to moderately increase given multiple cardiovascular risk factors, period. Is overall perioperative risk is likely increased, period. However, he is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. He is therefore cleared for saying Dr. Walton Ferguson ending the patient's period. Mm-hmm.